I think it's good news, but I think from the citizen, taxpayer, human front, these things have got to end. And I love it for the consumer, and I love it for the business right now that needs a shot in the arm. But I think the Senate is probably going to beat this thing up pretty good. I think the program rules will probably change a bit, hopefully for the better. And we have a pretty good deadline on this because you just can't do this forever. We can't just consistently hand out money and hand out money. Taxpayers are going to have to pay for it. So from a business and consumer perspective, I'm doing backflips. I hope the regulatory aspects of it change for the business perspective and the dealers to make it a little easier. And hopefully just if at anything, easier from a technological aspect, because all the work that the dealers are doing are online and over the computer, and that has been probably problem number one, is getting through, getting registered, and submitting these deals. Some of the smaller rules that are involved, I hope some of those change to become a little easier for the dealer in processing these things. And then, of course, I'd really like to see a better solution to the end game.
Like what?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the money has to finally run out. And if the Senate approves the $2 billion and the President signs it by Monday of next week, which is being proposed, I suspect it'll take a couple days longer than that, because I do believe there's going to be some hardline arguing on both sides on this program. But the consuming public and the businesses, the dealers, there has to be a smooth, I hate to use the word wind down, because that was a bad word in the Chrysler world, but a smooth wind down to this thing. And I know that they tried to do that and are trying to do that with this gauge, but that gauge has to be accurate, and maybe that's what, maybe some good real-time accurate disclosure of how much money is being spent by the Treasury, basically, to pay for these $3,500 and $4,500 vouchers.
Have any of your dealers kind of put the brakes on things now until they get this extra $2 million approved?
Yes, we've suggested to them to go ahead and go forward with submitting all the deals that they have consummated at this point, and to refrain from doing new deals. The program is supposed to carry through the weekend. I suspect deals that are submitted through the weekend will eventually get paid. And then after that, I think that it'll obviously be on hold until the Senate and the President are finished with the $2 billion extension, and then we'll resume again. But until then, we're suggesting that dealers use practical business practices and to refrain from doing any new deals, just because we know it's oversold at this point, and we really don't know what's going to happen in the future, the next 3, 4, 5, 6 days.
Is this helping get rid of the 2009 inventory to make way for the 2010s?
Yeah, I think it is in some respects. There's going to be a little bit of an issue with dealer financing to buy more vehicles from the manufacturer and put them on their lots, because that side of the finance world remains still tighter and more restrictive than financing for consumers, which is tight enough, but at least there's avenues for consumers to finance vehicles, make the purchases. The scary thing will be that there's very, very little in the way of floor plan financing available for dealers to then fill their lots again with new inventory.
Now, I'm sure there are going to be some folks out there who are going to say, but look, these dealers just made a ton of money with this project here. They've got all this money coming in from the buyers. Why can't they use that to buy their new cars? That doesn't work that way, does it?
No, it doesn't, and it's really not a ton of money. You know, the margins today, minus a program like cars.gov, the margins today are, in the new car department, are break even at best. So even if a dealer were to make $500 to $1,000 on every car that he sells. Essentially, that $500 or that $1,000 is spent and accounted for in the new vehicle department through payroll, benefits, rent, advertising, and paying back the financial institution that gave the loan in the first place to buy it, plus interest. So the margins in the new sales or the new car department today in any franchise dealership are essentially zero to negative. So it's not like they're making a ton of money. And in this program, they don't have the opportunity, as in a program, again, outside of a cars.gov program, they would normally, under normal circumstances, have the ability to retail the trade and make some margin there. I mean, these dealerships are in business to make money. They're not in business just to move cars. And with this program, the $3,500 or $4,500 in credit or in write-off of the purchase price of the car that they're buying is coming back to them in the exact same amount, assuming the program works with the voucher. So that's just a dollar-for-dollar trade there, and they're really not making money on the clunker, so to speak, that's coming in, because they might get $50 or $100 for it because the thing's going to be destroyed.
Yeah, but they can't market it on their used car lot for $350 or something.
That's exactly right. They cannot do that.
Yeah, okay. Well, I want to touch base with you after this. I'm sure you've been watching it closely and probably thought it was good news, but still, there's it cuts a lot of ways here.
It really does. I mean, it is good news that we're going to be able to take the first hiccup here and maybe get over it. But, again, I think the most important thing is that and maybe it's the wrong choice of words, but that the end game, or when this thing does end, and it does have to end, that's a little more well thought out, and hopefully both members of NHTSA and members of the Senate at this point can discuss as they debate this bill and come up with some reasonable or more reasonable guidelines for dealers in the transactions, as well as how to wind it down.